Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. Well, every Wednesday, we're live at 5 on YouTube. But guess what? Beginning of 2021, we've created a whole brand new home buyer workshop. Make sure that you subscribe to our channel and you click on that bell button. That way you know when we've uploaded a brand new workshop. It's going to take us about 10 weeks to get those out, and we're going to release them once a week. If you've thought about buying a home and that's part of your resolution for 2021, check out our Home Buyer Workshop 2021 on YouTube.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermantz. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermantz Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermantz Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermantz Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926. ID Single Points DBO 1666881, Arizona 101648.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got Heidi Slegelpoints with me.
How you doing?
I am good. And we are talking about her new little friend there in her hand. What's his name?
Turbo.
I think it should have been Dobby from, what is that, Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
With the house elf, right?
Dobby is free. Yeah. Well, we went through about six or seven names over 3 or 4 days, and nothing fit. We went from Bandit to Zorro to Dobby to Speedy. Every name, and he is so fast. He runs from downstairs, upstairs, all the way around, and then he's back at your feet before you can even figure out where to look for him.
Okay. Well, maybe so, Speedy Gonzalez would have been good.
Well, we thought about it, and we also tried Taz for Tasmanian Devil, but, you know, they're just too long.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. All right.
Turbo ended up being it.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and this is Heidi Slegelpoints. She's always on with me. And we actually have a little watcher today. We've got Lori. Lori does my hair. It looks pretty good today, huh?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It looks pretty good today. So Lori's in. She wanted to see what we do. She comes in here and, you know, she does my hair every now and then for the show and, you know, wanted to kind of see what we've got going on. So we may hear her in the background. She was absolutely dying when the ballerina started to play. She had never seen that before. And then she was like literally trying to hold her mouth like so that people couldn't hear. It was pretty funny. So we might hear her laugh a couple of times. But this is Mortgage Mom Radio and we do talk about mortgage and we are going to get to FHA today. I did not actually get a chance. We've been so busy that I wanted to record the Homebuyer Workshop, did not get a chance to do it. So we are going to do it live for you guys while you watch so you can actually see us do it. And that's going to be kind of fun. But right now is catching up with mom time.
Yay! So I love this part.
So what do you got going on? What's going on, Heidi? I haven't seen you since last week.
No, you know, honestly, just training my husband to work in mortgage.
Yeah,
so that's been fun. So funny story.
Okay.
You know, he had to take my son to therapy today because better him than me. And he comes back and he says, I got yelled at by the boss lady.
I didn't yell at him.
And yeah, so I'm laughing so hard, right? And he goes, it's your fault. You're a horrible trainer.
Oh my goodness. That is so funny. I actually just called him to ask him if he had cleared out, you know, whatever. And, you know, could he make sure that he does? And we're going to come up with some sort of way of making sure that he's communicating that not him, but you.
Me.
Heidi is communicating with him to let him know what to do. He's got to know from you to do his job. So he didn't get yelled at, for sure.
I know. I was dying laughing, and I said, well, what'd you tell her? And he goes, oh, you know, big machismo. He says, I told her, if she yells at me again, I'm packing up my wife and me, and we're going to go somewhere else.
actually what he said was, oh my goodness, yeah, Heidi told me I'm supposed to do that. My bad. I'll fix it when I get back.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I told him. I said, so now what'd you really tell her? He goes, I told her I was really sorry and I wouldn't do it again.
He didn't do anything wrong. He did nothing wrong. No, it was good. And you know, honestly, like for me catching up with mom, I have nothing new. It is literally this week's just kind of been monotonous. Same stuff, same, you know, go to work, go home, give the baby a bath, hang out, go to work, go home. nothing fantastic. So nothing big going on. We've had a lot of birthdays, but nothing huge happening.
Got a few YouTube comments. Erica says that your cat is adorable, and I agree.
Thank you.
Nancy says, hi, ladies. Love your hair and cute cat.
Thank you so much, Nance. And Lori's got her finger in her mouth like she wants to vomit from the cat. So I would say not everybody is in love with the hairless cat, but he is cute. It's one of those things, you know, where it's like they're so cute or they're so ugly, they're cute, right? It's like the bulldog.
That's me. Right. You know what? Honestly, so my first comment, I met a naked cat, or I knew I was going to see a naked cat. And my first comment to my husband said, oh my God, they're so ugly. Who in their right mind would want one?
Right.
I met the naked cat. I went home. I researched it. Within a week, I had one. So I understand the comments that they're ugly, but you really have to meet them and get to know them. My sister was here over the holidays and she was like, ugh, disgusted. She was here for 2 weeks and her husband goes, great, we're going to end up with a naked cat or two.
Yeah, it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like that person that thinks that, you know, rat outside's really cute.
Yeah, you know, I honestly never thought I'd have one. And then their personality just got me. And honestly, I will never have a fur cat again. I will only have naked cats. One, yeah, doesn't leave a mess around my house. And two, their personality is just very different. Shit.
Okay, we didn't hear that in the background. We're going to ignore it.
on YouTube, Heather also says, hi, everyone.
Hey, Heather. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And Houseboat Billy says, you're killing it, ladies, as usual.
Thank you so much, Houseboat Billy. We have missed you. Thank you so much for being back last week and being back again this week. We really appreciate it. I want to make sure that everybody knows this really is a mortgage show, and we are going to get to important things. So if you do have any questions whatsoever, something that's been on your mind, please put it into the feed. Type it in there. Matt's going to read it out loud. We are going to answer it for you. If you guys are listening to us on Saturday morning at 7, you guys should be watching us live at 5 on YouTube on Wednesdays. And that way you could be asking your questions and getting the answers that you need. So I had to do that little public announcement. But anyway, so this is Mortgage Mom Radio. How do you guys get in touch with us? Well, you give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, or download the phone app. It's amazing. Text the word mom to 36260. Now, you guys want to find us on YouTube? You're watching us right now. I know everybody watching us. I'm sorry. Number one, if you're watching us right now live at 5, please give us a thumbs up. It helps the algorithm. Please subscribe to the channel and turn on that notification bell. You got to click on it and click on it again to make sure you guys are getting all notifications. We have our home buyer workshop right now that we're working on. We've been sending out one a week. I think we've already got three uploaded at this point. I did not do one today. I'm bad. I didn't get to it, but we're going to do it right now here in the show live. And then obviously we will upload just that portion to the workshop, Homebuyer Workshop 2021 folder, so that you guys can actually watch them in order and make sure that you guys are following along and keeping up. So anyway, again, if you guys have any questions whatsoever, please make sure that you guys put it into the feed. Ask us those questions. We want to hear from you. If you're watching and you haven't said hi, please do that. We want to know you're there. We want to know. Give us a thumbs up. Say something to us. It would be fantastic. So, Heidi, are you ready to start this workshop?
I am. It should be interesting. So, as you all know, I don't see the workshop ahead of time. So, I'm going to now be watching it and answering questions.
Uh-huh. Yep. You are. Yeah, you're fantastic.
Ready
you can
to
do
fly
it.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
Hey, we yes. Every single show is fly by the seat of our pants. So there's right. Nothing new there, right? So no. Yeah. So I say, like, let's get to it, right?
All right, here we go.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio, Home Buyer Workshop. What are we in? Number four,
this
right?
Is four, yep.
Unit number four. So today we are going to be talking about FHA, but first I want to bring you guys through a couple of things that you need to know. So we're going to hope that my clicker is working at the moment. Let's see what happens here. And look at that. We got it going. So the first thing you guys do is download the phone app. Text MOM to 36260. Why do you guys want the phone app? You guys can run payments. That is the most important thing with the phone app. It is so easy for you. Everybody is going to get a different loan, and that is the section of the workshop that we are in. Last week, we worked on VA loans, and so if you don't know about VA loans and you have the benefit, you are a vet or you are active duty, that's National Guard or you know any of the branches of the military, you do have your benefit for a VA loan. So if you want to know more about those, go to our Home Buyer Workshop 2021 folder and download the video. That way you guys know all of the different benefits and what you guys can do with your VA loan. Today, we're going to be talking about FHA, but everybody is doing a different kind of loan. We've got USDA loans, VA loans, FHA loans, conventional loans, jumbo loans, less than 20% down, mortgage insurance. There's so much to it that the actual phone app will run those payments for you and they will calculate all of that information the right way so that you're not guessing what will my mortgage payment be. So pretty cool. You can also contact us. You can send me an email. You can send Heidi an email. You can call the office. You guys can check us out right here on YouTube, right from the phone app. You can apply for your loan from the phone app. I don't know about all of you, but when I go home, I do not want to deal with a computer. So I love my phone. So if I can do an application from my phone, that's the way that I'm going to do it. So make sure you guys text the word MOM to 36260 so that you have all of that information right at your fingertips. Trust me, it is so helpful when you are window shopping on Redfin, Zillow, Realtor.com. You guys know what that house might actually cost you. So pretty, pretty cool. All right. So next, how do you guys contact us? So we've got the phone app. We've got Facebook. We are streaming live right now on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So again, one of these days, I am going to get a gamer to call me and do a loan. There will be one day that that happens. So we are streaming live on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. You guys can find us there. You can call us as always. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, and that is the number four. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And then Yelp, hey, if we are helping you guys out, even if you haven't worked with us, you're getting the education that you need, you're getting the information that you want, please go to Yelp. Please look us up and please give us a review. We would love that. Google's fantastic as well. Anywhere at all that you guys can give us a review, we are very, very grateful for. So we're going to get into FHA and we're going to talk about how do you determine what loan program is best for you. So I did go through this a little bit last week and there are all different kinds of loan programs. Like I mentioned, there's FHA, VA, USDA, conventional. What are some of the things, Heidi, that you think about when you're trying to decide what loan program that you want to put somebody in?
So first thing I want to know is their down payment, right? What type of funds, assets, liquid assets do they have access to and what are they looking to utilize? The second thing I want to look at is what is their credit score? What do they look at? And then I also want to look at what is their income and what are their debts? So you know, what type of debt to income ratio, which you've talked about, right? Mm-hmm. Their housing ratio and then their all in ratio, am I looking at? Because that's going to help me decide possibly what the best program is. A lot of people shy away from FHA, but I'll tell you, I was working on a loan just yesterday that FHA actually gave them a better rate, gave them a lower mortgage insurance, because either way, they were going to have the mortgage insurance.
Right.
But the rate was a point and a half lower going FHA than the conventional type loan that they were looking at. So, and I really could use those higher ratios that are allowed with FHA. So those are kind of the larger scheme of parameters that I'm going to look at when I'm deciding what program to look at for them.
Absolutely. And if you guys are listening on Saturday, you guys cannot see the PowerPoint that we're going through. There's a ton of information up on the screen. So I got to tell you, go to YouTube, find us, and actually pull up our show from today. Watch this. Look at the actual PowerPoints. Read what is on the screen. It's all kinds of information about how do we determine which loan program works best for you. But today's show is actually about FHA. So we're going to flip the screen, and we're going to talk about FHA loan programs and what the benefits are of those. So the first thing that comes up is 3.5% down payment. This is absolutely amazing because many programs need more. You know, if you're trying to get into, you're in LA, let's say you're in Los Angeles County, which again, every single county is going to have a little bit different loan limit. But if you're in Los Angeles County, you can actually get a loan amount up to $822,000. That means that you can buy something for just under $900, and you guys have to do the calculation backwards. But if you're putting the minimum down payment down, it might be $860. We're going to get to that $822 loan amount with only 3.5% down. So that is pretty amazing as far as FHA goes. Other counties do have different loan limits. Some of them are in high balance, high cost areas like Los Angeles. If you are in Texas, you do not get high balance loan limits. If you are in Riverside County, you do not get high balance loan limits. So it really does depend on where you're at, but the loan limits are there, and FHA with 3.5% down is really, really great. So the next thing is more lenient credit guidelines. She's the mortgage mom. This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Well, I'm sure you've heard, just like I have, that there are a lot of people recently that have been moving. Why are you guys all moving? Well, with more people staying at home, working from home, not having to commute in, you're all moving. You're going somewhere else. You're finding a property with some land. You might be going to another state. Did you know that I can help you in 10 different states? Don't wait. Give me a call. Let me help you make that transfer. Let me help you get where you need to go. It's Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926.
So, Heidi, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about this because since you're on and we're doing this live, I don't want to feel like I have to talk through the whole 10 minutes of PowerPoint. So I'm going to let you take the more lenient guidelines.
Got it. Okay. So as far as the credit guidelines go, and I might be totally wrong because I love when Debbie throws me out there.
Always.
God, credit line guidelines. I don't even know if I know the credit guidelines, to be honest.
All right. Well, I
think you have a, I know you do.
All right. So there are more lenient guidelines. So for example, if you've had a bankruptcy, if it was extenuating circumstances, somebody was very ill, somebody lost a job, at least a minimum of 30% of your income has been lost from the year before. And that's what created the bankruptcy. You can actually do a new loan with FHA after 1 year. If you do not have extenuating circumstances, you just charge them credit cards up, you are really bad about it, financial mismanagement, you've got to wait 2 years. With a conventional loan, we're at 3 years and 4 years, so significantly longer. With a foreclosure, you've got a 4-year time frame if it was extenuating. So again, did you lose your house because somebody lost a job, somebody got ill, and you were, couldn't work, you were very, very sick, tons of medical bills. if it was extenuating, you can literally do a loan after 3 years of foreclosure, 4 years if it was just financial mismanagement, where a conventional loan, you're at 7 years. So many of them are much more lenient guidelines when it comes to the derogatory remarks or things that could be on the credit report. If you have questions about having had a short sale or collection accounts, give us a call. We'll go through that with you. But even with collection accounts, they're pretty lenient. If it's medical, you do not have to even pay it off. If it is over, what is our aggregate balance?
$2,500.
That is right. So if you have a bunch of collections accounts on your credit report and they're under $2,500 in total, so we're going to add them all up, but if it is under $2,500, you do not have to pay them off. If it is over $2,500, you will have to pay those off. So again,
but that doesn't include medical.
Right. Medical excluded. So, you know, again, FHA is very, very lenient. I love to call it the do-over loan. If your credit score is lower, you've got low down payment, you've had some issues in the past with the credit report, FHA is a fantastic loan unless you have a VA benefit. Then we're going to talk about VA. But other than that, FHA is the next go-to. It is the do-over loan. It really is fantastic.
And what's our minimum credit score? Is it 580?
580, yes. So okay. Definitely much, much better, much easier to qualify for. Conventional loan, you need to have at least a minimum of a 620. And many, many times, even if we try to decision the loan with the 620 underwriting guideline, we still cannot get an approval. You typically need to be a little bit higher than that to get it through the computer system, 640, 660. So FHA is much, much lenient on those credit guidelines. So debt to income ratio, you want to take a stab at this one?
Yes.
Okay.
I can do this one. I got this one.
I love it.
Okay. So debt to income ratio for an FHA is a lot more lenient. So we can go up to a 46.9%, I'm going to be really specific, yes, on your housing ratio. So that is your housing cost divided by your income. Okay. Now your total income, so that's your housing costs and all of your debt on your credit report, we can go up to a 56.9. We just have to stay under a 57, all in debt to income ratio. Where a conventional loan, we cannot go above 50.
Right. 49.9999.
49.9999.
Right.
And again, sometimes we have to be below that. But right, we can get generally a decision at a 46.9 and a 56.9 on an FHA. So we have a lot more room to play with on an FHA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, so what Heidi was talking about, you guys will sometimes hear lenders refer to a front-end debt ratio and a back-end debt ratio. Front-end debt ratio is just the actual house payment, property taxes, insurance, the entire ball of wax rolled into one divided by your income. That is your front-end. Your back-end debt ratio is your housing payment plus all of your monthly debts, your car payments, your student loans, your personal loans, everything, credit cards, whatever you've got going on in other debts, that is all of it with the housing payment divided by your income. So FHA is going to be much, much more lenient in those guidelines as far as the debt ratio and allow you to qualify for a little bit more. So even if you have perfect credit, fantastic job, nothing derogatory, you know, even 10% down, if you're trying to get into a home that's a little bit more expensive than what conventional would allow with your debt ratio, an FHA loan might be the right fit for you. So just because maybe you don't have a lower credit score, maybe you've got perfect income, maybe you have a bigger down payment than 3.5%, FHA still may be the best solution for you. And that is why we tell you that you have to call us and talk to us about you and your scenario so that we can determine which loan program is going to be the best fit. So debt ratios, FHA is absolutely awesome. So low mortgage insurance premiums. So this one is a good one. And me and Heidi will both talk about this one. Mortgage insurance, you're going to pay if you have less than 20% down. That is on any loan whatsoever. Conventional loan, you do have options to buy out mortgage insurance, pay it monthly, split it up. You can pay a little bit up front to make it a little bit cheaper monthly. There's a lot of options with conventional. But conventional is based on your property type, your debt ratio, your credit score, and the loan amount, and actually how many people are on the loan, believe it or not. Right. And they're going to actually determine what that mortgage insurance premium will be. So if your credit score is a little bit lower, you're going to end up with a much higher mortgage insurance premium monthly than what you would with an FHA loan. FHA is one standard rate across the board. It doesn't matter if you have an 800 credit score, doesn't matter if you have a 580. Everybody gets the same mortgage insurance premium. So if you have a 3% down and you're trying to do a conventional loan and you've got a 660 credit score, you're probably better getting a cheaper monthly payment by rate and mortgage insurance with an FHA loan. Heidi, did I miss anything that you want to mention on that?
No, you know, the only thing I would mention is when you have a loan to value of, let's just say you're putting 5% down conventional, it's the ratio of the mortgage insurance. You have different levels, right? You have to get a 35% of, if you're more than 95% loan to value, you've got 35% coverage. Then you've got 30% coverage. Then you have 25% coverage. So as your loan to value goes down, and then they have all the other parameters that go in. Two people, first time home buyer, you know, whether the system approves you automatically or not.
Debt ratio,
Your debt ratios, your credit score. So all of those are factoring in, whereas FHA just across the board is the same.
Right.
And then the rate also generally, most of the time, is going to be higher on that conventional when you have less down, your credit score is maybe not in the top tiers. So FHA, a lot of times, is going to be your better bet.
Right. Absolutely. Did you guys all hear Lori sneezing back there?
I did.
She feels so bad. She's about ready to cry right now. She's like, oh my goodness, I'm in a recording studio.
She's allergic to me.
She's probably, yeah, she's probably it's allergic Matt. To Matt it's because Matt. He's got cats. That's how we started the show. You got to get the hairless ones, well, Matt. Right? Exactly. All right. So FHA, for all of you guys out there that are looking to do a refinance and maybe you don't have the greatest of credit scores, we can still do a cash out refinance up to 80% of the value of your home. So cash out is an option with FHA. So just because somebody says you don't qualify conventional, maybe you had that bankruptcy, maybe you had that, you know, foreclosure, FHA is still an option. We can still try to get you guys that money out. So definitely give us a call. We can go through that with you. But that is a piece of the FHA puzzle. Moving on to, again, another refinance piece of FHA. If you have an FHA loan right now today, just like I mentioned last week in the VA loan, we can do a streamlined refinance. So basically, we are going to verbally verify where you work, and we are going to pull your credit, and we're going to put your application together, drop your interest rate, and close your loan. So it's pretty simple refinance to get a better interest rate for, you know, better interest rate, lower monthly payment, and you don't really have to do a whole lot in order to get that. So streamlined refinances are pretty awesome, but you do have to have an FHA loan right now. We can't do a streamline if you don't have one. So, but if you're thinking about getting one, this is going to be a benefit down the road for you if interest rates were to drop. Which, let's face it, as of today, interest rates are so low, I don't think that they're going any lower. But in the future, rates are 5%, and then all of a sudden they drop to 2%. You guys can take advantage of that streamline.
Let's be honest. We've said that before. We don't think rates are going
to
drop.
We have, yeah. It'll be interesting to see when we get into the negatives, right? Like, let's just keep printing money. Oh, whoops. I didn't say that out loud. Yeah. All right. So we're not talking politics right now. This is not a, political show. All right. So what else is with FHA? So rates are historically lower rates with an FHA loan than conventional loans. And this is very true. As Heidi had mentioned a little bit earlier, as we just got into this and got started, she actually priced somebody on an FHA versus the conventional. They were 3% down. Heidi, where was the credit score on that one?
It was a 663, I believe.
Okay, so not horrible credit.
It wasn't horrible.
No, but it's a 663 credit score, 3% down payment. They're buying their first house, and the mortgage insurance was cheaper, and the interest rate was 1.5% lower.
Yes.
That's huge. That is a very, very huge. Big difference. So again,
Trust me. They were not sad they had to go FHA.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to pick the right loan for you. We're going to make sure that you understand what your options are. Obviously, if you want that conventional loan, maybe you've got reasons behind it, then we're going to put you in it. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're not the Gestapo, but we are here to recommend what might be the best option for you. So that is one of the benefits of an FHA loan, is that their interest rates have been historically over time lower than what a conventional loan is. And then loan limits. The loan limits are on FHA are a little bit different. They're not standard to the conventional loan. They are not FHA, or I'm sorry, they're not Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loan limits. So they do change by county. They change quite drastically. So depending on the state that you are looking in, the county that you are looking in, we have to actually look up what loan limit that you can go to for your area. But here in Los Angeles County, where we're sitting, where I'm sitting, not where Heidi's sitting, but where I'm sitting, where my butt is in the seat, we can go up to $822,375 in that loan limit. Now, if we get into, again, Riverside, San Bernardino counties, that's significantly lower. It's in the 400 range. I want to say it's 474, and I have to actually pull that up. I don't know it off the top of my head. I wish I was, I wish I had one of those brains that never forgot anything, like the photogenic memory, but I don't. So it's I think it's 474 in Riverside, San Bernardino County. San Diego, you are a little tiny bit lower than Los Angeles County. Orange County, you're the same as Los Angeles. Ventura County, you're slightly lower than LA. If you are in Texas, Illinois, Tennessee, Georgia, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, and I might have missed a couple that I'm licensed in, Idaho, you guys have totally different guidelines, totally different loan limits. You have to call me. I've got to look it up. I need to know what county that you're in. I can look it up and let you know what your loan limit would be. So that is pretty much everything about FHA. Is there anything, Heidi, that we did not bring up, that we didn't mention, that you feel is really important for people to know?
Yes.
Okay.
One big thing.
Yes.
So if you are married and you are in a community property state. We do, if you're going on the loan by yourself, please keep in mind, if you are legally married, we do have to run your spouse's credit, and you have to qualify with their debt. So we don't have to put them on the loan. We don't have to use their credit score. But you do have to qualify with their debt if you're in a community property state.
Yes.
So California is a community property state. I don't even know if Arizona is. Is Arizona a community property state? I have no idea.
I live here, but I don't know. You know, I honestly, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I mean, it's impossible to know every single answer. So you just stump me. I'm going to give you the bell on that one. Heidi asked a question that the mortgage mom didn't know. We have to actually look it up by state. So, for example, Georgia is not a community property state.
We do not. So, we don't have to run the spouse's credit.
Correct.
But if you are in a community property state and you want to do an FHA by yourself, that's fine. But we do still need to run your spouse's credit. And you do have to qualify with all their individual debts as well as your own.
Yes.
So it's something to keep in mind, because we do get people that say, but they're not going on the loan. They're not going on title. I don't understand why you're asking me this. And if you're legally separated but still legally married, that still counts.
I absolutely love, can you hear Lori in the background? I absolutely love it. She's doing a VA loan, and I'm going to tell you guys that VA is exactly the same as FHA. It depends on the state that you are going to. She is actually in the midst right now of buying a home in Texas, and Texas is a community property state, and we do have to run your spouse's credit report,
and we do
have to hit you for their debt, even if they are not on your loan. Now, it doesn't matter. In Lori's situation, her husband, obviously, if he wasn't on the loan with her for any reason, has amazing credit. But there, if your spouse's credit is awful, that is okay. We don't care what is on it, but you do have to be able to qualify for their debts. And that is VA or FHA, again, if you are in a community property state.
She's the mortgage mom.
Are you a veteran or active military? Did you know that you have a VA benefit to buy a home? That's right. You can get in with zero down. Your closing costs are less expensive than the normal buyer. What are you waiting for? Get into a home. Find out what you can afford. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me, one-on-one. It's 844-944-9673. 935-3634. Or you can go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504, Florida, 76508, Georgia, 69178, Illinois, 031.0058339, Nevada, 57237, Oregon, Tennessee, 184373, Texas, Washington, 237926.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Correct.
Aunt Lori just chimed in on Facebook, said Arizona is a community property state.
Well, there you go. So if you are in Arizona, we have got to run your credit, your spouse's credit report, even if they are not going to be on the loan. So we have got all kinds of sounds going on. We got Lori sneezing today.
This is the first time that I'm not the cause of most of the problems.
My phone's ringing. I got a brand new phone today. Totally 100% forgot to put it on actual vibrate. Like, it's just, I literally just got it up and running right before the show, so the phone's ringing. She's sneezing in the background.
I don't even have the kids making noise upstairs today.
I know, we don't have any. We have no chirping from the kids, no barking from the dogs, but we are not doing a great job of being quiet in the studio. That is for sure. So anyway, so that is basically to sum up FHA. If you guys have more FHA questions, please, number one, if you're watching, put it in the feed, ask us your questions. Matt's going to read it out loud and we're going to answer them for you. If you guys are watching Saturday morning on, or listening Saturday morning on Go Country, number one, you guys should be watching us on YouTube. You should be watching us live Wednesdays at 5. Make sure you guys look for Mortgage Mom Radio, hit that subscribe button, and turn on the notification bell so you guys know when we are live. You've got to click it to all so that it does let you know, alerts you that we have gone on live. But if you guys have questions right now, go ahead and put those in the feed. Or if it is Saturday morning, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Get on my calendar to talk to me. Make an appointment. We're going to talk one-on-one, you and me, and we're going to go through your scenario and figure out what we can do for you. So next week, look at that. We got one more thing that I didn't bring up.
Oh.
You got this one, Heidi? Or you want me to do it?
I don't even know what it is.
All right. No reserves required. So I actually totally forgot that there was one more PowerPoint piece. So with an FHA loan, you do not have to have reserves. You do not have to have money in the bank after closing. Many conventional loans, many jumbo loans are going to require that you need reserves. So on an FHA loan, you do have to have reserves if you are buying a multi-unit property, 2 to 4 units. VA loan, same thing. But on a one-unit condo, townhome, single-family home, you do not have to have any reserves whatsoever. You can literally get in with just literally to the dollar of what you have available for down payment and closing costs. So that is it for FHA.
You can also get a gift for 100% of your down payment and closing costs.
Yes, you can. Absolutely. And we're going to get to all of the questions that everybody has put in the feed. So please get those in there. We're going to start reading them here in a second. But I do want to let you guys know that next week, which is where I thought I was going with the next click, is going to be a conventional loan. We're going to talk about conventional conforming loans, everything about conventional, why they might be better for you than an FHA if you fit into that conventional conforming box. So do not, stay tuned. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. You know when we upload it. Watch us live. Watch us do it. This is great information. We're trying to educate all of you guys and make sure that you have what you need to buy a house this year in 2021. So Matt is going to get rid of our PowerPoint.
All right, we're back.
And there goes Lori. She's like, no joke, got to buy a house this year. She's working on it in Texas.
Heather over on YouTube did ask in the FHA thing, hey, ladies, can any of the 3.5% down for FHA be for a gift from a family?
Yes.
I didn't know they can hear me.
Yes, they can hear everything that you say, Lori.
Yes, 100% of it can be a gift from family or a close friend.
Yes.
So FHA is the only product that allows a friend to gift you the funds.
Yes, exactly. And you can actually get a gift from an employer with FHA as well.
Yes.
So FHA is a really phenomenal product. A lot of people give it some really bad juju. Why? I don't know. You know, obviously the downside to FHA would be that when you have mortgage insurance and you have an FHA loan, you cannot ever drop that mortgage insurance without actually doing a full refinance. But if you're getting in with 3.5% down, your mortgage insurance is less, your credit score is 580, and you're buying a house and you're buying it now and you've got homeownership, it is really a fantastic product. And when you get that credit score up and you've got a little bit more equity in that home, we'll do a refinance and we'll get you out of it. Not a big deal. So
And it's a tax write-off again, correct?
Right. Absolutely. You've got your your mortgage interest, even your mortgage insurance now, as of the most recent tax rules, you can actually write off the mortgage insurance. So your mortgage insurance, your interest, and your property taxes are all tax deductible.
Yeah. Of which your rent is not.
Right. Absolutely. So why not? Yep. So we had Heather's question. Do we have anything else going on in there, Matt?
So we did have a couple things I missed. I didn't realize we weren't getting our Facebook comments. Aunt Lori said hello.
Hi, Aunt Lore. Love it that my family watches.
And Debbie on Facebook said hello from chilly Chicago.
Oh, it is cold over there right now, Deb. not wanting to be there. I can tell you that.
No. And then back over to YouTube. Heather says thank you, Heidi. And
welcome.
And Dad says hi, just got home from work.
All right, well, Dad, thanks so much for joining in. We love it.
And then Heather asked again, how long do I have to wait before I can refinance?
So there's no prepayment penalty on an FHA loan at all. You can refinance. Nothing's going to hold you back from refinancing. You're probably not going to refinance within the first 6 months, because if you buy a home, for that first 6 months, we have to actually use that value that you bought the home for. So even if the property goes up in value, we're not going to be able to use the new appraisal. We're going to have to use what was on your purchase contract. So if your credit score is not fantastic, you're probably not going to get it increased overnight. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a process. The loan being on your credit report is probably going to bring that credit score up a little bit higher the longer that you make those payments. So can we do it immediately right away? Absolutely. 100% hands down. There's nothing holding you back. No prepayment penalties whatsoever. Are we going to do it before 6 months? Probably not. Just because that's just kind of the way that the cookie usually crumbles, right?
Yeah, there's generally very little benefit to do it before 6 months, as you generally haven't gained that much value in your home. And when you consider the closing costs, everything else, when you purchase the home, there's generally very little benefit to the borrower to do a refinance that quickly.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, it could be something like, let's throw out a scenario that might make sense in that situation. So you own a home today, you wanted to go buy another house, you don't want to have to be contingent, you want to make an offer, you want to get the loan closed before you sell your house. And, you know, all you have to your personal name is enough to get into the FHA loan. Then you sell the home. Now you've got a bunch of extra cash and you're like, I want to refinance this thing. I want to get into a conventional loan. I want to get rid of my mortgage insurance. I want, you know, and then that would be a situation where it would make sense to refinance before 6 months is up. And we do that all of the time. So again, there's nothing holding you back. You can do a refinance right away. Nobody's telling you that you can't. There's no prepayment penalties. Right. Typically though, it doesn't usually work out that way that you would want to. So you know, there's not usually a benefit to it.
Over on YouTube, we got another new viewer. Uncle Eddie says, hello, Miss Deb. You are fabulous.
Oh, Brother Ed, love you. My uncle is a Franciscan brother with the Catholic Church, and he is absolutely amazing. He actually baptized Manny. I want to say he might have baptized Mikey. Haven't done Zeke yet. Uncle Ed, we got to get you out here. But Uncle Ed is amazing. If any of you guys are spiritual, he's got his own little YouTube going on that he does some prayers and stuff every now and then. So you guys should follow him. He's Brother Ed. All right. So do we have any other, I think we're good. I don't think we have any other questions. If you guys have questions, please throw those into the feed. I think that we summed up FHA very, very well. Heidi, we're getting close to the end of the show. Is there anything that happened this week that you want to kind of bring up, you want to remind people of, anything we haven't talked about?
Well, I want to throw out that it snowed at my house. And I'm in Mesa, Arizona.
Yes.
So I just want to throw that out there. You know, I moved somewhere warmer than where I lived in California, and it snowed at my house. So
it kind of sounds like you took it with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, took it with her from where? From California?
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Valencia, California? Right. I don't think so.
I mean, we were super excited about the sleet we got this week. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, no. And it snowed, like truly snowed at my house.
Right.
I tried to stand out in it because I was really excited. I lasted about a minute and a half. And then I was a popsicle, so I was over it. But I just thought I'd throw that out there because, you know, it's not supposed to snow in Mesa. I don't live in Flagstaff where it snows.
Right.
Very thoughtful about that process. But no, you know what? This week has gone amazing. Other than maybe, you know, slow down on getting me loans because I only move so fast.
I'll try.
Yeah, I mean, not really, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I love the call this afternoon. Heidi, are you slammed? Yes, yes, Debbie, I am.
Have I told you how much I love you lately? You're doing such an amazing job. You're doing such an amazing job.
Hey, I heard it. That was definitely a loaded question.
Hey, you slammed? Do you want to talk for a sec?
Hey, are you slammed? I'm like, I don't even know what the answer is supposed to be. I feel like it was rhetorical.
Right.
Exactly. But no, you know what? It's been great. Our clients have been amazing. Honestly, I have been sending like lists because the beginning of the year is always the hardest, right? We don't have tax returns filed. Some of us, we don't have the W-2s yet. So I'm asking for even extra stuff that we don't want to ask for because we just don't have the documents yet.
Right. Final pay stub from December. No, that doesn't mean the one that paid you through December 31st. That means the last one that you actually got paid in 2020.
And,
yeah.
And you haven't filed your tax returns. So now I need your P&L for all of last year and your balance sheet for all of last year. And no, that doesn't mean just through the last quarter, you know, the quarter before. But our clients have been amazing and they've been getting me everything and very efficient, which makes my life so much easier. So it's been great. I think I got, you know, 6 or 8 loans submitted today.
Yep.
And I've got more to go. I haven't gotten to everyone. So everyone's been very patient with us and amazing. And I, you know, honestly, I have to say, and I get compliments from our fulfillment center, our operations center, right? Processing, underwriting, closing, that we have the nicest clients or borrowers out of anybody.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there because that's a huge compliment when none of our operations has any issues picking up the phone, talking to our clients, because they are all wonderful people. And I've always thought that, but it's really nice to hear from kind of the other side of,
the other side of the world. Yeah. The other side of the spectrum, right? They're the ones that are digging in and working and trying to get every single piece of the puzzle put together perfect in that file and getting, you know, everything closed. And it really does, you know, number one, I hope that everything that we're doing here on this show and people that have been listening to me now on Go Country for, I mean, we're over 4 years at this point with this show. And I hope that everything that we're bringing you guys weekly is helping and it's educating and you're understanding and you're a little bit more patient. I mean, I tell every single client that I start a loan with, look, I know you're going to get really frustrated. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to ask you for everything you could possibly think of under the sun, including the color of your underwear. And maybe the brand. I need to know, you know, do you like boxers or do you wear boxer briefs? Like, you know, I'm, and there's going to be a lot up front. But when our file goes in and we go in for underwriting, we're going to come out clean and we're going to have maybe 1 or 2 conditions, maybe none. And that is the whole point of it. But, you know, we're talking on the show every week and we're giving you guys the pointers and the scenarios and things that are happening and what we need from you. And, you know, hopefully part of it is this education that we're helping you guys to kind of navigate that process. That is the whole goal of the show. But number two, the majority of our listeners, and I got to say this, sorry, I had to cough. I got to say this, the majority of our listeners are country fans. You guys are by far the best people that we could possibly work with. And we really hope that you guys are out there and that you're listening to that. You guys are down to earth. You're down home country. And we love it. So
absolutely,
I got to give a little bit to Go Country and say thank you for having us on your channel. Thank you for having us on your show, because we just absolutely love the people that we work with. And you guys really are amazing. Amazing.
I have to dial it back here a little bit. I'm not sure exactly what this was for, but Dad said, does that include me? And no, Matt, you don't get an opinion on this.
Oh, I'm not really sure what he was talking about. So
yes,
sorry, Dad.
It does include you, Dad. We love you. You did a great job with your loan and you were super easy to work with.
And then he just said, hey, Bob Seger is not country.
Bob Seger is not country, but I guarantee you anybody that is listening to country listens to Bob Seger. So we're just going to put it out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Very true.
Yeah.
Every rectangle is a square. No, every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Right, absolutely. Exactly. Oh, and Dad says, but I like Johnny Cash. Everybody likes Johnny Cash.
And he is definitely country.
Yes, he is very, very country. Yeah. So with that, if nobody else has any questions, we're going to wrap it up for today, make it a little bit shorter show. We're not going to roll into Mortgage Mom After Dark, but if you guys have never watched us live on YouTube, you guys got to do that. We want your questions. We want you to put them into the feed. We want to answer them out loud. If you guys are watching us live, a lot of times we end up going way over the 6 o'clock mark, and then we get into Mortgage Mom After Dark. And guess what? We take the sweatshirts off and we start talking about the really fun stuff. So make sure you guys are watching us Wednesdays live at 5. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you click on that notification bell and turn on the all so that you guys know when we do go live. But it's every Wednesday live at 5. And Matt's signaling me something's going on.
One last comment over on Facebook. Debbie says, definitely country, the only way.
That's right. Look at her. And then I see something on YouTube too. I see Erica said something.
Oh, and Dad said, and Willie. And
then, obviously Willie.
And then Erica said, all mushrooms are a fungus, but not all fungus are mushrooms. Well, thank you for backing me up on my analogy.
Absolutely love it. All right, guys. Well, we hope you guys have a fantastic week. We hope you guys we've brought you guys some really good information. And we're back next week, Wednesday, live at 5 on YouTube. We'll see you all later.
Bye. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and then Heidi, stay on. I didn't get a snapshot at the very beginning, so let me grab one.
I didn't really feel like doing a really long show. You can throw commercials in.
Okay. Can I get a smile at least? Okay. That looks good. Let's see.
Oh my God, Lori's killing me.
Holy shit.
Could you keep hearing her in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504, Florida, 76508, Georgia, 69178, Illinois, 031.0058339, Nevada, 57237, Oregon, Tennessee, 184373, Texas, Washington, 237926. Heidi Single Points, DBO, 1666881, Arizona, 101648.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid
probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Herman's Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Herman's Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Is part of your 2021 resolution to buy a home this year? Well, check out my YouTube channel. I've got a brand new Homebuyer Workshop 2021 that I'm working on right now. We've already sent out one, and we're doing one a week. And we're going to go from start to finish to make sure that you understand the entire process. This is a free workshop for you to make sure that you're ready to buy that home. Go to YouTube, subscribe to my channel, and click on that bell button to select all. That way you know every week when that new episode has been released. Again, search Mortgage Mom Radio in YouTube.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926.